Oh, yes.
But definitely. And then what I like about it is that accommodation for two capacity for ample space for a wheelchair, fully accessible for passengers with mobility impairments, located on the lower level, which is really great because when you travel to Europe and you try to do the river barges, there's not hardly anything for disability.
Right.
You know, and I just had a client call me to want me to check out to see if there's a tour out there for handicapped, someone who's in a mobile wheelchair, and locations of where they can go with the wheelchair in Europe.
Right.
So I had, and specifically Italy. And I said, well, that's going to take some time and some research, you know, to see what's out there, because they really, you never really seldom see anyone in wheelchairs unless you're up at Lourdes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the invalid going on a pilgrimage. And same thing for Fatima in Portugal. You don't, you know, it's the older generation has such a good, I don't know, attitude. They go to the spas, the mountain retreats, on these long vacations that we Americans do not take.
Right.
My family would go away for months at a time, or you know, weeks at a time, just to go get healing, you know, locations and work out. And we've had people here travel to Hungary and see family and go to the spas and the retreats. So the elder generation totally lives different than our elderly generation.
Yeah, yeah.
And they made it that way overseas, you know.
Sure.
So I was looking at this. They have this really Glacier National Park Express. You leave from Chicago and you end up in Seattle. It's parts June, July, August, and September. It's 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you got sightseeing. You get you got this glacier cruise. You've got Big Sky City Tour in Glacier National Park, Space Needle, Chihuly Gardens and Glass Exhibit, a tour of Seattle. It's one way, you know, coach accommodations from Chicago to Seattle, and 7-night hotel accommodation, 2 nights on board the Amtrak, 1 meal included, and it's not even $2,500.
No.
And you're going across the United States from Chicago to Seattle, taking a train for 10 days.
So they're taking on basically the Mountaineers. Point of view, right?
This the Mountaineer is in Canada.
Yeah,
and that's
a
luxury. They're a luxury train system. Mm-hmm. Amtrak is not there yet.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It's never been because everybody drives or flies here.
Yep.
You know, that's the difference. So, and they got one for Grand Canyon, 5 days and 4 nights, $650 from Los Angeles and back to Los Angeles. You go to Williams, you go to Grand Canyon, and you go back to L.A.
That's pretty neat. Where do you stay in Grand Canyon? Did I tell you?
It's today is yours to spend basking outdoors at Grand Canyon and go to the hike. Go to overnight. Williams is a little stop-off port. The Grand Depot Cafe is there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on the Grand Canyon Railway to the South Rim.
Mm-hmm.
And almost everybody goes there to get the train to go into the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a dinner. You can do a lunch. You can go up and go to El Tavor. Oh, that El Tavor is out of this world. The Indians run it. The food is fantastic.
Wow.
We've never had a problem. But if you just wanted to get away while you were in Arizona or L.A. or Nevada, you could. There's a lot of things you can do. But this is from L.A.
Neat.
Just to get away.
So what did they retrofit some... some cars, or
they must have, and they must have spent the money to do that. Yep.
Well, that's pretty neat.
It's